Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Diary, June 1887, Sweden. June 23rd-27, 1887. Portions of this manuscript are published in 3 MR 390 to 393. Third visit to Sweden, June 23, 1887. Stockholm, Sweden. We passed a very comfortable night, having the whole compartment to ourselves, and our two brethren had a compartment for each. There were but few passengers on the train. We had three tickets, purchased at Basel, which upon investigation took us in a most circuitous route, which necessitated our being out on the road a longer time than was necessary. We would have much wearisome waiting at stations, putting up two nights at hotels, and requiring about 2.5 days of journeying. We decided, in consideration of my poor condition of health, that we would lose about $16 if we changed our tickets for the direct route. In the providence of God, we obtained favor with the officials, and they readily granted us a ticket on the direct route. Thus, we met with no loss on our tickets. We arrived at Stockholm about 9:30. Met Brother Madison, and were taken to his house, which was a long way from the depot. We were welcomed to the pleasant hired rooms of Brother and Sister Madison, feeling grateful to our Heavenly Father that the journey which appeared to us so tedious was pleasant and restful. Stockholm, Sweden. Yesterday hired a carriage and rode 2 hours about the city. We saw considerable of Stockholm. There are 300,000 inhabitants. The buildings in this city are more after the American manner of building in our large cities. Meeting commenced in the tent at 10 with about 60 attendants. Brethren Olson and Madison spoke yesterday forenoon. Brother Madison spoke in the evening to a congregation of about 300. The best attention was given, and all were much pleased with the result of the meeting. It is the first tent that has been pitched in Sweden. We pray that this may prove a success. Everything is favorable now for a good attendance. Oh, that the seed of truth may be planted in the hearts of many who have never even heard that there was such a people as Seventh-day Adventist. There is a morning meeting. About 60 were present. Brother Olson preached in forenoon to well-filled tent. Brother Ings gave a Bible reading. He had a large attendance. At 5:00, I spoke to a tent crowded full. Every seat was occupied, and a wall of people was about the tent. All were orderly and listened with apparent interest. Many found seats on the platform. Many were standing under the tent and around the tent. I had freedom in speaking to the people from Titus 2, verse 11 to 14. Elder Madison interpreted me. I think I have not seen, as an average, a more intelligent, noble-looking company than was before me, both men and women. Brother Madison spoke in the evening. This was a success. The people flock to the tent. It is to them a new and singular meeting house. At this time there are large assemblies of ministers to attend conferences, both Baptist and Lutherans, and we hope the truth will be carried to other places. This day is kept as a holiday in a similar manner that Americans celebrate the 4th of July. It is always observed in Sweden in midsummer. Now the days are the longest. Sun rises about 3 and sets at 9:30. Stockholm. I went to the early morning meeting and spoke from John 13, verse 34-35. We had a precious season. Many excellent testimonies were born, and all seemed to feel deeply. Many tears were shed, showing that hearts were softened. One brother lives quite a distance from here. He lives on the borders of Denmark. He has lived in America, received the truth in Indianapolis, and has come back to Sweden to labor with his countrymen. He is a very plain, unlearned man, but he has not buried his talent, but used it to the very best of his ability, and he has worked in a silent way until he has been the means of bringing 18 to the truth. He is sincere and humble, and the Lord blesses him. Elder Olson preached to a tentful in the forenoon. Elder Ings gave a Bible reading in the afternoon to a tent crowded to its uttermost capacity, and there was deep interest expressed in the subject. At 5 o'clock, I again spoke to about 400 people. Men of the first class of society were present, and honorable women not a few. I spoke upon Christ's coming, 2 Peter 3, verse 10 to 14. The best of order was preserved in the tent, which was crowded, and outside the tent, which was walled in with people. I had solemn feelings as I treated on this subject, and I never saw better interest manifested. Many were in tears. Oh, that the truth would find lodgment in the hearts of the hearers! The truth is certainly coming before a better class of people. If the attention can only be drawn to these great subjects, many will see the consistency of our faith. It was necessary that I keep my voice up in even tones and preserve distinct utterances to reach the people. Quite a number understood English. We had, up to this time, had exceptionally good weather. The people who returned to their homes had ample time to get within shelter when suddenly there was a gale. The rain fell. The wind blew the falling rain like sheets of water through the streets. There were many who had been on an excursion wet through, but the tent stood. We had fears that the gale was too much for it. Brother Johnson preached in the evening. Stockholm. I have had a very restless night. It is light until nearly 11 o'clock in midsummer, although the sun sets about 9:30 or 10 o'clock. The children kept up their amusements, hollering and shouting and running upon the rocky pavements, making it impossible to sleep. I arose about 4:30, attended the 5:30 morning meeting. There were 52 present, intelligent-looking men and women. I spoke to them from 1 Corinthians 3, verse 8 to 13. There were good testimonies born, which were interpreted to me by Brother Olson. Brother Olson speaks this forenoon. Elder Ings gives a Bible reading at 2:30. I speak at 5 o'clock. Elder Madison speaks at 8 o'clock. June 26, 1887. Stockholm, Sweden. I filled my appointment at 5. The tent was crowded within and without. All the standing room under the tent was occupied. The platform was covered with people, and it was difficult to obtain air. The Lord sustained me in speaking to the crowd. All listened with manifest attention and interest. Many were in tears. There was no running out and in the tent. The crowd was great, and yet all listened to the close of the discourse, which was 1 hour long. How I longed to come direct to the people without an interpreter. May the Lord bless the word spoken, even if it comes through an interpreter. The text was in Luke 10, verse 25 to 28. In the evening, the crowd was not lessened. They listened to Elder Madison's discourse with apparent interest. Stockholm, Sweden. I arose early and attended morning meeting. I spoke to about 40 assembled and with much freedom. I remained after meeting to bid all farewell. Shook hands with them, and with the thought that we should never meet again until we meet around the throne of God. Our sisters manifested much Christian sympathy and love. We had another little parting scene. All the coal porters and workers assembled in the house of Brother Madison, and we had a formal parting meeting. Each one said a few words of their appreciation of the meetings. They had read the books of Sister White and wanted so much to see her, and as they had listened to her testimony, they had accepted the message brought to them and had been greatly benefited and much blessed of the Lord. I responded in a short talk through Brother Madison as my interpreter. We left Stockholm about 6 o'clock. At the depot, we had the third parting scene, and the cars bore us away from Sweden. We were favored with the best of accommodations and slept quite well during the night.